For my final reflection on the Bio 420 course, I wanted to use a podcast again to remind myself that ocean conservation is really an ongoing conversation. This course has really provided me with a toolkit to be able to understand the major issues affecting the ocean, and now I feel that I'm confident to be a part of the conservationist shared goal to conserve the ocean. My idea of ocean conservation before this course relied on a pretty narrow definition, and now I understand that conservation is not just for scientists and it is not one strict discipline. For conservation measures to be successful, people need to want to implement them and sustain them, which really means you should talk to the people who will be implementing conservation measures, as well as the people who will be affected by it. This involves working with people in so many other fields outside of marine biology, like economists, fishers, people in business, people in community engagement. And this is something I'll remember while interacting with people in these various fields, specifically that there are many forms of knowledge, making sure that I'm open-minded about what defines knowledge. Looking back at my earlier work, I noticed in my first reflective essay that I mainly covered the things I found interesting about our field trip to False Creek, but I didn't go in depth regarding my feelings toward that day. Now I notice a lot of growth in my work compared to the early part of our semester, because now I can understand that in conservation, you can have a greater impact when you appeal to people's hearts and minds. So going back to that assignment, now I would go and add more about my thoughts after the field trip, as well as my personal connections to this day. I made an effort to implement this personal dynamic and use a different medium, such as this podcast, in my more recent reflections, which I feel has made them more effective and helped me to express myself in a different way. In terms of critical thinking and how to develop this skill, I've noticed that an integral part of this course is to encourage critical thinking to be an ocean advocate. This portfolio reveals that I'm a visual person. I like to use photos and videos to provide a clear idea behind the message that I want people to remember. I like to visualize what someone is referring to as they're speaking about a topic that they're passionate about so that I can relate to them better. My assignments have included visual media because being able to picture the inside of someone's head enables me to think critically about how someone arrived at an idea and if it's a sustainable or realistic one. My work near the end of the course has inspired me to look for resources after classes to learn more about topics I'm excited about. This recent work has allowed me to practice these critical thinking skills through understanding how to be optimistic but pragmatic in ocean conservation. The two major skills that I've extracted from this course is first, how to utilize the resources available to you. This course was not about memorizing information, it was about integrating different pieces of information. This skill is applicable to university through speaking to your professors to take your curiosity a step further. And beyond university, this skill is useful in our careers through reaching out to people with different types of knowledge. My second major skill that I've learned is how to keep learning. I've learned that we are not done being students when we graduate. We continue to learn and teach ourselves as we move into different phases of our lives. This skill of constant learning has been introduced throughout university, but has been especially helpful for me, given that this is my last semester, to help me to synthesize the connections between my courses. Beyond university, this will help me to expand my perspective as I learn more about the diversity of ocean conservation and what it looks like in the real world. I spent some time recently thinking about where I need to improve and what specific areas I need to focus more on. I feel that I can improve more by adding more personal touches to my work as a way to connect with my audience. I've struggled with this at times because I want to maintain the professional aspect of my work and sometimes don't know when personal anecdotes are appropriate. I've taken some steps to improve this by implementing more of my feelings and trying to use other mediums such as this podcast to establish a more natural connection to my viewer or audience. I utilized a website for my e-portfolio, which has featured a variety of different photos and visual touches, most of them being photos that I've taken myself because my personal connection to the image really reminds me of positive memories that I associate with it, and I wanted to include them when they were relevant to a specific piece of work. I also added a specific page for blog posts because this is something I plan to continue doing in the future. I've always enjoyed writing, and after learning more about how to effectively communicate dense issues, like we've seen many times in conservation, I want to practice this by writing about ocean issues after this course ends. I picture this being a place where I can distill ocean issues into digestible and interesting resources. Reflecting on my engagement in this course, I really enjoyed the participatory nature of the course, which helped me to stay on track and continue building my learning throughout the semester. The structure of the course helped me to succeed in it, and I felt comfortable engaging in class discussions, asking questions, and taking my learning a step farther by attending office hours weekly. Because I was learning about topics I was really interested in, I put in a lot of time and effort into this course because at this point, at the end of my degree, I'm not just trying to get through course requirements, I'm trying to come out of it as a stronger critical thinker with a strong foundation of knowledge. My e-portfolio is indicative of the effort I've put into the course, and I've tried to arrange it in a thoughtful way so that my ideas from the course content are clear and engaging. The only thing I would do differently is add more pieces of my work from outside of the designated assignments of this course. This is something I plan to tackle as I want to use this website as a way to share more of my thoughts on conservation after the course ends. In summary, this class has been one of my absolute favorites, and I realized how much I'd personally progressed when I was able to explain complex ocean issues, such as bottom trawling, for example, to my family through analogies and anecdotes from our class.